Customers of Screamin' Mimi's new juice bar complained when conservative activist Bill Soderman taped them with his video camera on the sidewalk outside the club the night of January 25th. But legal experts said he had the right to do it. Even the club's owner says he understood that, even though his customers were miffed. Even one of Wisconsin's leading privacy advocates, State Representative Marlon Schneider of Wisconsin Rapids, says Screamin' Mimi's patrons do not have a case.
Once you're in public, or doing something in a public venue, you really have a different standard than something that you might be doing in your own home or even inside your vehicle. But when you're talking about a public location, then it is possible for others to photograph you or to record your conversations if you're doing it in a public forum.
In the meantime, efforts to embarrass customers from entering the club have ceased. Soderman says he's happy with the progress of proposed new ordinances to regulate the locations and activities within topless clubs.
City Council voted unanimously to look into these ordinances, so we're expecting in the next month or so to have real progress on these things here in Janesville. They don't close them down per se, but they at least have some basic protections and some rules.
Soderman says he got the idea to videotape from efforts to rid neighborhoods of prostitution in other parts of the country. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.